get back to the beginning here. Anyway, you were saying that when he was playing mandolin.
So, yeah, he learned to tune on the mandolin. He originally started fiddle. So on Friday morning, I showed him a little bouncy bow like that goes with it. He was out on the balcony, out behind the room, or not balcony, but I'll call it that. Had the fiddle out, playing it note for note, just the way we learned it. So actually, he had learned it on the fiddle to start with. You know, that's what it amounted to. He knew it, and just had to work out the bow and the noting. Mm-hmm. And it, unfortunately, he didn't get a chance to perform that on stage because it was Friday when he came away with it. But he just did a wonderful job. And the lady with the dobro, in fact, had a license plate that said a dobro on it.
A dobro. I noticed that.
But of course, dobro is not included in the classic bluegrass era. Later on, Flat and Scruggs added one, and that's what got it all started. Mm-hmm. But and we had no intention, or actually, truthfully, at the beginning, a desire to teach dobro. Pam had played some dobro, and I'd fooled with one some, not enough to actually be a teacher. But we actually settled down, and the lady learned a couple of new tunes, so we even felt good about that. We were just fortunate in the fact that Pam would, you know, took the time to come and be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Anything to add there, J.R.?
You about to cover it, buddy Griffin.
Any other instruments that anybody brought along that were a bit out of the classic record?
We had an interesting discussion as a group on where bluegrass music was going. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody read an article, Don Reno suggested adding a xylophone. Somebody else suggested adding a hammer dulcimer. You know, and you could there were some people there who played other instruments. Piano, hammer, one of the other people in the interview here plays hammer dulcimer.
Like Phyllis or
Phyllis. Yeah. And she actually explained to me that she was taking the bluegrass guitar course as something just to pass her time by until the hammer dulcimer she had ordered with money she'd found in a theater until it came in, and she's been carried away with bluegrass and she openly admitted she's afraid she wouldn't be interested in a hammer dulcimer now after she bought it.
Maybe she's waiting for the cutting edge.
It could be. But as far as other instruments, yeah, there were piano players, classical singers, classical musicians, and a few old-timey musicians, ones who fooled with these instruments before in a different, you know, spectrum, in a different framework. So we had a pretty wide variety of them. Everything from lawyers to dentists to school teachers. Had a lot of school teachers. Surprised me.
Were they just doing it for their own interest, or did they think they were going to apply to their teaching?
I know one particular student had every intention of applying it to his teaching. He brought some of his students up to the concert on Thursday night and tickled me to death. He came by the next morning and said, "They're sold." So widespread ramifications, you know, to other people from the students. I was pleased with it.
Where was he from?
Well, near here.
Yeah.
Do you remember where Dave was from? Maybe actually right at the present time in Elkins. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. But what was his last name? Dave was his first name. I can find that. That won't be a problem.
No, it's a peculiar name. Orth.
Oh, okay.
David Orth.
Yeah, all right. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so I think he's in the school system.
Yeah, he is.
He brought some of his students up, and I was pleased to find out that they enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. You know, and he said, sold.
Was there any single tie that seemed to go through everybody's interests, though? You say they come from so many different backgrounds and so many different interests.
Why they were all interested in bluegrass?
Yeah. Could you size that up?
I'm... exactly why, I don't know, there's so many different instruments as far as a common link, you know, a common... I would almost have to say it would have been singing. Mm-hmm. They all enjoyed singing and wanted to sing. Because when we got right down to the nitty-gritty, the singing was probably the hardest part to deal with, or I felt like it might be. But, of course, then again, Jeff...
I was surprised, really, that we got that good a response out of the singing. Because when I first started in bluegrass, that was really secondary to the banjo.
But to us, singing's always been first.
But yeah. And once I learned that, I think I got a little better attitude about that. And we've always put the vocals first. And thank goodness, because that's been our strong point in the bands we've been in, and kind of what people have remembered us for. Mm-hmm. But I was surprised to see so many that interested in the vocals who were
everybody
new in bluegrass, pretty new in bluegrass.
Everybody sang.
Mm-hmm. And didn't get enough of it, was kind of the idea that I got from.
Might add, we had some people writing songs throughout the week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and some writing songs. In fact, last night, which for taping purposes was Friday night, I had two people. In fact, say, hey, I got a song I want you to hear, because the song that we did one session where we took a brand new song, in fact, a song that Jeff had written, and we actually demonstrated to them how we work up a song.
Nobody knew the song.
Nobody.
I'd sung it for Buddy once, maybe twice.
Mm-hmm. But so we worked it up. We worked it up for them right in front. Showed them how that we worked out different harmony parts, how we made decisions as far as actual breaks, and I actually worked it up in front of them in class. And then for a couple of them to come back to me. In fact, Phyllis was one of them. Very talented girl. She said, "Have a song I want you to hear." Actually, had written a good song. I mean, a good song.
All right.
So, of course, I got the copyrights
this week.
To it.
Working on it this week.
So I think the singing, I wasn't expecting a whole lot, and I was just so pleasantly surprised after it was over with. And this might sound like we're the instructors, we're pulling our own chain, but I believe me, I'm not. I'm telling you exactly the way it is.
If we were to do it again, what do you think would be some things that you would want to highlight that might not have been highlighted, or some changes you might want to make, or what would you like to continue that was really right on the money?
Well, not right on the money. We'd want a little bit of a raise.
I saw a little red light going on. Yeah. Well, I would suggest this. It's the kind of thing that has to evolve. If it feels real good, add things as they fit in. I don't know why, but it just all felt so good this week. Maybe it had something to do with the location, the place we were, the attitude of the different people around. Just by Tuesday, everybody was comfortable. They were in their own little spot, and they were getting a lot from it. Somebody had suggested, and because we went through this with the students on Friday, suggestions to us, and the discussion came up, well, maybe we'd need more individual instruction areas. But then again, we got other comments at the same time, and I think these comments went out. Have we not been in close quarters, we couldn't have gotten everybody back together on a moment's notice to try the new things that we were learning. We'd go in and we'd decide on some things to do, and we'd go to the different instructors, teach them those things on the instruments. Then we'd come back together to play. Then we'd go back into separate groups, individual instruction here and there, and work on some spicy things, you know, like certain banjo lick, or what to do with the fiddle, or how to do a good solid ending. And it was just together apart, and those things happened so quickly that if we'd been spread out any more, I think it would have been difficult to pull this. Because I caught myself, even in that close a quarter, you coming over saying, come on, let's get moving, we've got time here, you know. And so as far as the space was concerned, it might have felt a little uncomfortable at first, but I think by the end of the week, everybody realized that you know, being in one big room over there with a couple smaller rooms, that was really the best way to do it. I think so too. I know on some of the evaluation sheets, some of the people came around and told me, you know, I think we needed more space for individual instruction. But they also told me that, you know, they got a lot out of being together all the time. Because as I think one of the girls said, maybe Candy, never get to play with anybody. You know, you just don't get to play with other people. And that's really what the ultimate bluegrass musician's goal has to be, to play in a bluegrass band.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole idea.
So you guys ready to do it all over again?
Sure.
Hoping it'll be an annual thing.
Yeah. Whether I'm involved in it or not, or whether Jeff or anybody.
Right.
I think it needs to be done, and I would certainly support it myself. Mm-hmm. I'll pass the word.
All right. Well, I appreciate you all coming on by here.
Yeah, we enjoy